Welcome to Whoops.
Whoops. Whoops of the week.
My whoops.
My whoops.
Hello and welcome to Whoops.
Welcome to Whoops.
Perfect. That was a perfect landing. We stuck it. We went with it.
Happy Wednesday, guys. This is your weekly reminder to make sure that you're listening on Stitcher Premium. Go to stitcher.com/premium and enter code WHOOPS, WHOOPS, to get 1 month of Stitcher Premium for free. So that means that you not only do you get to listen ad-free, but you get bonus episodes of some of your favorite podcasts. Will we put bonus episodes on our Stitcher Premium? Yeah, sure, maybe. Maybe we will. I don't know. Sign up and then tell us that you signed up, and then we'll give you a bonus episode for free. So go to stitcher.com/premium and use code WHOOPS for 1 month of free listening on Stitcher Premium.
Welcome to Whoops, a podcast about mistakes. I'm Holly Perkins.
I'm Mary J. Berger.
How's it going, Mary J.?
It's good. I mean, I want to talk about the dog.
Oh, yes.
Right off.
I want to talk about the dog. Please, thank you. I was avoiding speaking of it until just now because just happened at my home?
Okay, so I get out of the car and this like Cocker Spaniel looking dog.
Yeah, like a Brittany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a bigger spaniel. Yeah.
Yeah. Spaniel.
Brittany.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful dog.
Very cute. Chocolatey colored.
Yes.
It follows me up the driveway to Holly's house. And then I knock on the door and the dog just lets itself in.
Just runs right in.
Just as like, hey, I live here.
And I thought, Mary J., I was like, oh, she must have been like dog sitting and just brought the dog. Which is strange,
which is cool to
but
do.
Not like insane. Like,
real cool to do without asking.
Well, because you walked in and you said, I didn't know if I should. And I was like, bring a dog? Maybe ask me that first.
Yeah, maybe
but,
ask.
You know. Yeah, so I was like, okay, now there's a dog here. And then she was like, I don't know this dog.
Yeah, I was like, I'm so sorry. This dog came in when you opened the door. I didn't think, like, I thought he would, like, stop at the door and I could, like, get by him.
Yeah.
And he just darted
Bolted in. Yeah, came in, was just right at home.
I thought he would have some resistance. I would like that confidence.
Which I was like, you know, it was like a happy, beautiful, like perfect sized dog. I was like, you know what? Maybe we'll keep this dog.
He started to go upstairs.
He got in a chair and just let us pet him in a chair for so long. But he was like kind of frantically running around. And so we looked at his collar and he had a number on his collar. And we were finally able to get the number. And Mary Jane called.
He was so jumpy.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell him what the phone call was like.
I call and the guy's like, this is Sam. And I was like, hey, Sam, I think we have your dog. And he was like, yeah, I'm looking for him. And I was like, okay, well, we
have
him
where we were. Yeah.
And he's in. I was like, we're, and I gave the address. And then I was like, he's inside. And he goes, can you let him out, please?
Yeah. So Mary J's like,
I just opened the door and let the dog out.
Yeah. And I was like, I do not feel good about this. And also I live in a like a duplex. And so the neighbors that are right next to me have three dogs. And the dog was like pawing at their door trying to get into those dogs. It was mayhem. And so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go outside and just check on this. And so I walk out, the dog bolted into the woods near my house.
So I had
to go over there and be like, come back. And he did come back. But the guy was just outside going like, and the dog was completely ignoring him.
Oh my God.
And he was just walking down the street whistling for him. And then he gets to my house and he goes, hello. And I was like, hi. Yeah. And he goes, you just called me. And I was like, yeah, my friend just did. And he was like, yeah, he's around. And I was like, yeah, he was like, did you let him out? And I was like, yes, of course. Yeah, he's right there.
Asked.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, he knows he's in trouble. So he's trying to run away. And I was like, yeah, I just don't want him to go into the woods, you know, because it's dark and they're big woods. And he was like, yeah, that's probably what he just did. And I was like, fuck.
Are you a robot? Did you just become human?
And so
today?
He just looks at me and he goes, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. Please don't worry about him. And I was like, I am. I love this dog now. We've connected. Yeah. He's been in my home.
I also like I said to you earlier, like when somebody says like don't worry about it, but they're like inconveniencing you.
Right. I'm like, I am worried about it now. There's been a dog in my house. This neighborhood, though, the first day that I moved into this house, same thing. Dog came up to the porch, older dog, and just was sitting there with us. And I was like, what the hell do we do? There's a dog here.
Yeah.
And I called the number on the collar and it's my next door neighbor. But yeah. I didn't even know like where the houses, like what the numbers were. I didn't know how it was set up.
Yeah.
And so I called them and I was like, hey, I have your dog. And she was like, oh yeah, she gets out a lot. I'll be right over. And just treated it like it was so normal that her dog was at my house. And which that one I understood a little bit more because she was like, oh yeah, we have a big yard. The neighbor kids like to come play and they'll come in and leave the gate open.
That would which make makes me sense. Furious.
But I've seen so many dogs wandering around this neighborhood.
Really? Loose dogs just stress me out.
Me too, because I'm like, now you're my responsibility.
Yeah, I don't always feel that way. I did when it came in the house.
Yeah, when it was in the house, I was like, well, now you're mine. Now I feel that way. Dog. If I can get it like into my car, I mean, I've done so much for dogs.
I don't know how much I would do.
I will inconvenience my entire week.
If I see there's a collar, I would like take it in. But if it didn't have a collar.
Yeah. No, I've taken in dogs and been like had them stay with me until I can get them to a shelter. I've brought in dogs that then like a friend of mine keeps the dog. Like it's, that's how we got our family dog that we had when I was in my late teens. And then my parents had him till a couple years ago. My dad and I were hiking in the middle of nowhere in the woods and we walk up a hill and there's just this little dog staring at us. And we were like, what the fuck? There's just a dog here.
Yeah.
And so, and we were, 2 hours away from the nearest town.
Wow.
And so he had a chain on, like a actual chain. And so we took him with us and we went to like the nearest towns and all the campsites nearby and like left his information and like description and like our phone number and never heard anything. And I think he was just dumped out there probably because he wasn't a very good dog.
What was he little?
He was he probably about the size of the dog just ran into my house. Like he was okay. He looked like if you took a normal maybe border collie shepherd mix and then you cut him off at the knees.
Okay.
So he was very low to the ground, almost like a corgi.
Okay.
But looked like a border collie or something like that.
I heard dogs eat glass.
I don't think he ever ate glass. I don't know. He used to eat.
Maybe I should rephrase. I heard dogs will eat glass.
Probably. You know, people will eat glass sometimes.
What?
It's called pica. It's when you have a disorder where you want to eat inedible things.
Nuh-uh.
It's common in pregnant women, actually.
What? What?
Yeah.
What? And they eat stuff that's not food. That makes me disgusted.
Yeah. It has variations of like levels. Like a lot of times it's ice. People just want to eat just ice.
Oh,
but then
I like to chew ice.
It'll there's like, so like that's like a low level pica when you just like want to constantly eat ice.
Oh, but I rub it around in like, the dirt first. Yeah. Does that count?
Yeah. That's also like dirt is a really common pica.
Oh, dang. Paper, I bet.
Detergent. But Tide glass pods. Is one, too. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
I understood about Tide Pods.
I saw a trailer for a movie where a woman has, I think the movie's called Swallow. Don't look it up, though. If it's not, I imagine you won't get good results for that. But it's about a woman who eats things that aren't, that like she eats objects and stuff that like scratches her insides.
Ugh. I've been watching Hoarders.
Oh, yeah. I watch Hoarders sometimes when I feel like my room is really dirty. I'm like, it could be worse.
Oh, my God. When they find like dead mice and they have like lizards running around on their stuff.
Are they like show that people are like sleeping on like.
Oh, God.
Poop
boxes.
And stuff like cat poop and stuff.
There
like,
was this one where this woman like just pooped in buckets.
What the fuck?
I know.
Around her house? Did she throw them out?
And then she poured them into water jugs.
I'm gonna throw up.
And oh, it was just in legit, her house.
That's so fucking nasty. I'm nauseous. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. We should have had trigger warning.
I was eating Mexican food while.
Oh my God, no! I cannot eat while I watch that.
I ate through the whole episode. I will eat through Hoarders.
I feel bad for. Sometimes it's like. It's so sad. Yeah, like it's like that's where, like I watched one. Where it was like her husband died in that house and then her son killed himself in that house. Oh, God,
in the bathroom?
Yes. Yes. It was so sad. She was so very sweet, too. And she was like, I know I have a problem, but like, I can't. And
her crying was so good.
Well, I feel like I used to have some kind of hoarder tendencies on a small level, but like.
I do with clothes, I think.
Well, I did it like after my best friend died when I just turned 18, like a month before, and I still have a lot of her things, like not like a hoarder's amount, but like I have a lot of things that are just objects from like beer bottle caps from times that we hung out, or like a birthday cake candle from when she made me a cake, and like shit like that.
Yeah,
that I still have. And so, and I like love that I have those objects to connect a memory with, and it's really special to me.
Yeah.
And so for a long time, if I was close to anybody, I would like keep a lot of random trinkets just in case they died, which is like so morbid. But
I feel that.
But it was like that, where like if I was dating somebody and we like went to a concert, I would keep
the tickets.
I would keep the ticket, or I would keep the wristband, or like if we went to a dinner, I would keep like a mint from the restaurant. Like,
yeah.
I had a lot of like little trinkets and stuff, and it took me a while to get over like keeping so much shit.
Yeah,
just in case people died. Like,
I kind of like when people have like boxes of trinkets.
Yeah.
I like to look through trinkets.
Me too. Well, and my great grandfather left me when he died a box of just like random junk, like little trinkets that he used to be a bus driver for the city of San Diego in like the 60s.
Yeah.
And had a whole bunch of stuff that people left on the bus.
Oh my God.
That was like weird, random shit.
You think any of it was cursed?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't had any bad things happen because of it. I don't think. Maybe that's the source of all my problems, is I have this case full of
curses.
Nothings. Yeah. But I mean, it's like random, like playing cards and a scalpel and a watch and just marble, like weird shit. But, yeah, so I have all of that. And I think that's really cool, too. And I think it's like I get a glimpse into what his life was like collecting that kind of shit. But
yeah,
then I'm just like, get rid of everything. You can remember me with photos. I have a smartphone. It's fine.
I know. But sometimes like stuff you hold like is more sentimental.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tangibles.
Yeah. Like one time my friend and I, we roasted marshmallows over a candle once. And like, just because we were like, I don't know, 13 and bored. And then we realized that the candle was a citronella candle.
Ew.
And so we had to call poison control. And I still have that candle.
Yeah.
And like, I think that that's really like, it's funny. And when I see it, it
you
makes
have
me
a
think
nice
of that.
Memory.
Yeah. Yeah.
And citronella does not smell bad.
We did not know at the time. I mean, we caught a whiff and we're like, oh, no, it is actually a citronella candle. But
what do you think? What does poison control do if you've already taken poison?
I think that they tell you ways to like barf. Throw up. Yeah. And then they call an ambulance.
Okay. I just would probably just call the ambulance. Unless they had like an antidote, like they were like, eat
if I
a bunch of baking soda.
I think I would, I'd do it just because I'm budget conscious.
Oh, yeah.
Like if I called an ambulance and then all they did was like pump me full of something that would make me puke, I'd be like, well, I could have done this myself, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not really sure what else you would need to call poison control for.
Are you, how much stuff, like, I guess what I'm stuck on is calling the poison control for the citronella fumes.
Yeah.
What, I guess to me, it would, I'd have to have a little more citronella before I would call the cops.
Well, because we were eating something that we cooked over a citronella flame. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
Like the poison that's supposed to go into the air and kill the mosquitoes, we were eating it.
How much had you had?
I mean, enough to scare a 13-year-old. But okay. I mean, I don't know. Probably not that much.
I guess I'm just thinking about the times I've probably eaten poison and not been concerned like yeah. I should have.
Well, I wouldn't do that now regardless. Like, I have a candle going right now and I wouldn't cook food over it because I know you're not supposed to do that, you know?
You wouldn't but cook, like, food over just a regular
just a
candle.
Regular candle. Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's just fumes and, I mean, it's just stuff that you're not, it's not for your body, you know?
Right.
But at the time when I was younger, I was like, oh, cool. It'll melt the marshmallow if you put it over this fire.
I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, I did it. But, oh, we, this week, our guest this week, two of our favorite people.
One of mine.
Two of your favorite people, hopefully. It's just us.
It's just us.
It's just us.
Our 30th. Happy, we're, 30th.
Happy 30th episode.
Dirty 30.
Dirty 30. 13 going on 30 episodes.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, for our 30th episode, we are doing a solo episode. So we are recounting our own mistakes and how we got here and the whoops that we have made ourselves.
Yeah.
So this is what you're going to get. Okay. A lot of these kind of stories, but, let's talk about how we came to do the podcast, how we met and such.
I don't remember how we met. I mean, I know we met through stand up.
Yeah. I think we just met because we were both around each other in stand up a lot.
Yeah.
I do remember the first time that I, like, spoke to you because I had just moved to Nashville, like, not long before, like, maybe a month, may if that.
Yeah.
And they were doing like a, I think Lightning 100 maybe was doing like a comedy contest or something at Zany's. And so I saw that was happening and I was like, oh, cool. This is local comedy.
Yeah.
I'll go to that. And, a good friend of mine back home, had told me to, my friend Mark had told me that when I came to Nashville, I should meet, Joe Kelly and Mary J. Berger. And he was like, you'll love Mary J. She has squirrels. And
it was true.
So, yeah, which shout out to Mark that I do love Mary J. But
RIP
to my squirrels. Yes. But yeah, and so I saw you at that Zany's thing and I was like, hey, you're Mary J. I was told to meet you. I'm from Jackson, whatever. And I was like, I'm from Mississippi and I do comedy down there. And my friend Mark Brooks told me to meet you. And you were like, oh, yeah, great. Nice to meet you. And I was like, great to meet you, too. Thanks. And then left there. And that was it. But
I always hate, like, or I get nervous. I don't hate. I get nervous anytime I hear someone, like, talk, like, about, like, meeting me or how, because I have, like, really, really bad social anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Knowing now, I would, like, never do that. And Also, if I was somewhere and somebody came up to me and they were like, I do comedy, somebody said I should meet you, I'd be like, well, are you good at comedy? Like, you know, like.
No, I just get worried that I like was rude or like standoffish, but I don't mean to be. I just have really bad anxiety.
No, and I don't think you were rude at all. I think that you were very nice, but I remember that. I remember because I was like, okay, well, now I've met her. And there were a couple other people who, like, my friends were like, oh, I've seen this person from Nashville. You should meet them or whatever. But I do remember that. And then, yeah, we've just been friends. And then I had wanted to do a podcast, and I was like, Mary J would be a great podcast host, co-host with me. And so I had a podcast in Mississippi that just never really took off. Like, we recorded it, and then my co-host couldn't do it anymore, and so we never really released it. And I was like, I want to do another podcast. And I think at first it was about something else.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was about.
I don't either.
Yeah. I can't remember. But then I think we came up with the idea of it being about mistakes, and boy have we made some mistakes with the podcast and in our lives. Especially didn't know
in my life
I didn't know anything about audio or podcasting or anything that went into it when we started, which you can very much tell if you listen to the episodes. Hopefully the quality's gotten better, but I still really don't know how any of it works. We've had guests that were like, this is not where we expected this to go. But thankful for people being willing to be on our podcast. But yeah, so that's kind of how we ended up here. We were like, let's talk about mistakes. And then now here we are.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Arama.
Mary, do you want to open us up with a whoops of your own?
A whoops of my own. I don't know. A whoops of your own. I guess I would say, what did I say I was going to do? Talk about my dating history from start to finish.
You did say that.
I'm just kidding. I'm not really going to do that. But yeah. I guess like my biggest whoops would be like within the past like 7 years.
Yeah.
Like dating my ex and like staying in like an emotionally and verbally abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're supposed to have a funny one, but...
No, I think that that's great.
That's probably my biggest whoops, because it, like, affected so much of everything now and still affects me now, like...
Yeah. Do you catch yourself being like, I don't really think that about myself, I've just been told that about myself, kind of?
I don't know. I don't really, like... I tend to, like... I think I already had low self-esteem, and then when you're with somebody who's like, you're right about your low self-esteem, yeah, like, it's like, I don't know. I felt like I was like, he was sitting there, and when we broke up, I was like, you can keep everything I gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, you can keep everything I gave you. And I'm like, oh, that's low self-esteem. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. These bad thoughts about my own self.
I would love to keep those. Thank you so much. I feel like it affected my self-esteem.
Oh, yeah.
I've always had like bad, like social, like anxiety. And I'm not like very talkative, like out in social situations, and like, and then when you're like with somebody who's like being mean to you, then you're like, oh well, nobody wants to talk to me.
Yeah, because somebody's making it clear that nobody wants to talk to you.
Yeah
totally.
And then I guess what the whoops would be is that I've let it affect me this long.
Yeah.
Instead of like my weight fluctuates, my like me taking my medicine fluctuates, like, yeah, everything like I'm never settled.
Yeah. And do you feel like that's because of your self-esteem?
I think so.
Yeah. You just feel like you're not, like, worth doing things consistently?
Right. And I think, like, and I'm really bad about, like, food. Like, I struggle with, like, food. And yeah. Like, so it's, like, my weight fluctuates and it's, like, oh, well, it's because, like, I get sad and I eat a can of Pringles.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've talked, too, about liking dudes that are mean. But, like, yeah. And I know that you say that as a joke a lot of the time. But I also think that, like, you tend to think that dudes have bad intentions.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what your experience has been. But, like, if a dude is like, oh, you're so beautiful, you're like, why are you? Don't tell me that.
Yeah,
you don't know me. Yeah. Which is, like, funny. And I think we're all guilty of doing that. But I also think it's like, yeah, I could see how that has an impact on, like, how you think you should be treated. Yeah. You know? Like, dating dudes that smoke in their
beds. Cigarettes in their bed. My king, my king. I haven't talked to him in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Which is probably good.
Well, and in fairness, he hasn't talked to me, so.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm going to skip Valentine's Day.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to give her the wrong impression.
I remember I got like a, you know, it's like, on this day you posted this thing.
Yeah.
I got one of those that was from a post that I made. And it was while I was kind of talking to this guy. And I posted this thing and it's like a picture of like a woman who's being strangled by sausages.
Oh.
And it's like when you're talking to three guys at once or something. And this guy that I was actually talking to got so mad at me over it. And like, I just was put right back to that place of like, oh yeah, he spent this whole time of like, here, I'll show you the picture. Like, see, it's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So I posted that in, God, I guess, so 2016. So we weren't even together. Actually, he was already dating somebody else.
Oh, wow.
And he got so mad and commented on it and was like, are any of them going to like this post? And then texted me and was like, not happy with me. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, how are you still trying to make me feel bad?
Yeah.
We're not even together.
Dude, real talk. I used to low-key get off so bad on that jealous shit.
Oh, no, I do. Yes. I absolutely love it when a dude is jealous, but it's.
And I like it when they're like unreasonable, like to an extent that they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I was in a bad relationship, because I love when somebody overreacts. I guess I was thinking about whoops. I guess probably my whoops would be that I've cheated on every boyfriend I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't think I've ever cheated on a boyfriend. I've been the other woman.
Oh yeah.
Unintentionally, but yes.
I guess I never thought about that, like, cheating would probably like hurt somebody.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't ever like, I would never be like, oh, I don't care that you have a girlfriend. But it was one of those where it was like, I don't want to be with her. I just got with her because I missed you. I wanted to be with you and I'm going to break up with her. Like,
right.
But I was like, no, you're fucking not. But I like the attention you give me. So I'll keep doing that. Like, but yeah. Why? What do you mean you've cheated on every boyfriend you've ever had?
I've just cheated on every boyfriend I've ever had. Like, I just, every single one.
For a long time?
No, just one time each time.
Oh, wow. Did that break up the relationship or no?
No.
Ever?
I mean, they all ended, like, shortly after.
Yeah.
But, no, I never, like, told them.
And they don't know?
No, I mean, they'll know. Welcome now.
Listeners.
If they listen to the podcast,
do
whatever.
Not give us a one star for that. It's not my fault. I do a lot of work for this podcast. That? No, I don't care. I think it's great.
I think it's great. Go for it.
Yeah, whatever. They sucked.
That is true that all of mine were like, I'm not saying it's okay, but I also understand now it was like an act of extreme anger.
And I think that it's like a thing where you were treated like you didn't matter or you weren't pretty enough or good enough or whatever. And then you have somebody else being yeah. like, I think you're good enough. And you're like, okay, maybe I am.
Yeah.
And that's how, I mean, I think that that's different than if it was like, I went to a bar and saw a hot dude and just like,
couldn't keep it in my pants.
Right. Yeah. Like, I think that that's different.
I was like looking for validation.
Yeah.
I mean, I also like, I don't know, like I would really want to try to not do it if I had a relationship in the future.
Yeah.
I would really try.
I think you will get to a point too. Like, I think that, I don't know. I think you're just unhappy in a relationship if you're cheating.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine cheating in my relationship.
Yeah.
But, like, it's because I'm getting what I need out of it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
And exactly. He's,
and I'm happily giving to somebody else, too. Like, yeah. I don't think that I would want to do that. But I think the times that, at least the times where it's been like, I've been the other woman, or, which I think is terrible and I'm not condoning, but I think that it was like their relationship was very bad anyway. Yeah. And I was just like an escape.
Yeah.
You know? But that's funny that you've cheated on all of them. I don't know if I had like a boyfriend like
yeah
that was solid and not crazy, and like I had a guy that I was like, I think you're my boyfriend, and then he would go missing.
Oh my god.
And for, I mean, like, literally while I lived in Nashville, so in the past, you know, 2.5 years, his family has called me and been like, do you know where he is?
Oh my god.
Like, he yeah. And I'm like, no, I haven't talked to him in years.
No, I don't.
They're like, we thought he might reach out to you. I'm like, well, that makes me feel kind of good that you think I mattered to him that much. But
yeah, thank you.
Yeah. But no, like, it's just insane.
Yeah, that's, I hate everyone I've ever slept with except for one guy that lives in Seattle.
I don't think I hate anybody. I was talking about this the other day with somebody that, like, thinking about people that I hate, where yeah. I'm like, I have active hate in my heart for them.
I don't think I have active hate for anyone. It,
only one person I can think of, that not somebody that I even dated, just like one person in the world that
Donald
I'm like
Trump.
If I see, I don't even hate, like, I don't it, I, like, I'm talking about like people I know.
Oh.
You know, like, theoretically I hate Donald Trump, I hate, you know, like, I hate a lot of people that, yeah, you know, I hate, yeah, all the people. Cisco. No, I love Cisco.
I love Cisco too.
No, you know, like Harvey Weinstein, hate that guy. You know, like, there's people that you hate, but like people that I've known in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I only hate one person, and it's really not even an, like, I'm not, it would be like if somebody called me and was like, hey, that guy was brutally murdered today.
Oh,
I'd be like, I'm taking myself out for a drink. That's so great. Like, I'd be very happy about it.
Okay.
But there's only one person like that. And when I was having this conversation, the person I was having the conversation with was like, that's terrible. You shouldn't hate anybody like that. But
well,
I think
as long as you don't wish it.
I mean, it's, I don't spend enough energy to wish it.
Right.
But if somebody was like, hey,
this happened.
Yeah, I'd be like, that's okay. Great.
Yeah.
Thank God. You know?
Okay. Yeah. I think that's acceptable.
Yeah.
You're not, like, bringing it on to anybody.
Yeah. But I dislike a lot of people that I've dated.
Yeah.
But I don't hate them.
I just think they're all just terrible people. Which means I'm probably, like, a terrible person because I dated them, but I don't like to, like, delve
I think that you didn't hold yourself in a high enough regard.
Okay.
Like, I don't think that that means you're a terrible person, but I think it means you were okay with treating yourself like a terrible person.
Yeah.
At least that's what I think. That, like, when sense. I think back to the people that I was with, I was like, oh yeah, that was a direct, like, I think some of the worst people that I dated were directly after I'd gone through like a breakup or something like that. And it was like, oh, this guy's showing me so much attention.
Exactly.
Or like, some of the first people I dated that I was like, I remember the first guy that like loved my body and was like very sexually attracted to me. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. So you can like me, like, not despite my body, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, but I definitely made some doozies of mistakes there.
One time a guy that I was seeing told me, if someone just saw your boobs, they would think you were Scarlett Johansson.
That is all, like, is terrible and flattering? I don't know. I think it's mostly terrible. That's a horrible thing to say to somebody.
I think about it a lot.
You should post it for that doppelganger challenge that's going around.
I should.
Just your boobs and Scarlett Johansson's boobs.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. That's terrible. Do you have any non-dating related whoops?
I'm sure I do. I mean, yeah. I have lots of whoops, like not spending enough time with my mom and not like being nice enough to my brother and like,
yeah,
I have all of those. I think I would have, a big whoops would have been, I would have done better in school.
Yeah.
I would have been nicer in school.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to college?
Yeah. I have a university studies degree.
Okay.
Which is basically like, your dad is mad at you and he's ready for you to graduate. So you took a bunch of electives. We'll give you a degree.
Yeah. I would kind of, like, sometimes I wish I had not gone to college. And really? Yes. Like, I have so much college debt and I don't do anything related to my degree field.
Yeah.
And I used to work at a charter school, and charter schools are like college themed. Like, they push for college so fucking much.
Okay.
Like, all the classrooms are named college names.
Oh, really?
All of the, like, yeah, like, everything is college themed.
This is the Yale cafeteria.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's like, so all of the, at the school where I worked, all the classrooms were named after the homeroom teacher's alma mater. So it was like UGA and like, I don't know, Tusculum University classroom, stuff like that. But it was like they pushed, like, that was, I mean, it was all like, we're going to college, we're going to be leaders, and we're going to go to college.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think college is right for every kid.
No.
Like, if you don't want to go to college, don't go to college. Like, it costs so much fucking money.
I wouldn't have needed it for what I do.
No, right. Yeah. And I'm like my, like, Seth didn't go to college, and he's a filmmaker, and it's like, he doesn't have the burden of debt that I do.
Yeah.
You know, like, it does give you options, and I think if you know what you want to do. But when I went to college, I wanted to be a journalist when I first started going to college, mostly because I just wanted to be a writer. I could have just been writing, you know, not paying like $30,000 a year to learn how to write. But I don't know, I regret that sometimes, because I have a lot of college debt, and it caused a lot of, like, fights. Yeah. Like, when my best friend died, we had gotten into an argument that because we didn't want to go to the same college.
Oh, dang.
And, like, I just remember it being such a big deal, and I'm like, it really wasn't that big of a deal. People put so much emphasis on it, and I think because I didn't graduate high school, it was really important to me to graduate college. Because I was like, I want to prove that, like, I'm not just a dropout. Like, I went to college, and I did, you know. And it does get me a lot of, like, nobody ever questions if I went, like, job applications. Like, nobody ever cares if I went to high school because I went to college, you know.
Yeah.
But I had the conversation today because I was talking with the HR woman in my office, and we were talking about Jessica Simpson.
Oh, I love her.
Because I went to meet her. Did I tell you that? Oh,
how was that?
It was, I mean, it was, we like stood in a line. Was she nice? She was so nice. Yeah, she told me I looked very pretty. She hugged me and we took a photo together.
What'd she smell like?
Nice. She smelled nice. She had on a cute outfit. She looked adorable. Yeah, she was very sweet.
She's wearing
denim? Yeah, me and Kayla went. No, she was wearing like a bedazzled suit kind of. I'll show you the photo of us together. Okay. The thing started at 7:00. And I was like, okay, let's get there by 6:30. Yeah. And we got there at like 6:10. And I was like, oh, we're early. Guess we'll have to kill time. No, the line was already wrapped around the building.
Oh, my God.
There were so many people there to see her.
Wow.
It was insane.
So you had to get in the back of the line.
Yes. But it moved pretty quickly. But we were there for like 2 hours. Like in Mount Juliet, Tennessee at a Books A Million.
Okay.
But so we were talking about
Books A Million.
Me too. I love Books A Million so much. And the staff there were great. It was a good experience. But I was talking to somebody at work about Jessica Simpson, and she was like, she has a GED. And I was like, girl, me too.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? But because there's a stigma. But
if it's good enough for Jessica Simpson,
it's good enough for me. She was like, yeah, but you're smarter than Jessica Simpson. And I was like, yeah, but she's richer than me. You see my paychecks. I don't have Jessica Simpson money.
No, I don't either.
Mm-mm.
I would love to.
Me too. Let's manifest it. Calling in Jessica Simpson money.
Money, please.
Yeah. I think that's kind of, I don't know if I consider it a whoops or a mistake, but like I quit a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think that quitting has such a bad connotation with it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's bad.
No.
Like if something is not serving you or something is not, like if you're not meant to be doing something, why are you making yourself do it?
Right. Why are you making yourself unhappy?
Yeah. Like, I get it that we are not all living this, like, selfish, I have to be happy kind of existence. But at some point, it's like, if something is making you miserable, like, I've been in jobs where I was fucking miserable going to work every day.
Yeah.
And was like, you know what? I've made a commitment. I have to stick to this. I have to do it.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have done that. Like, yeah. I should have quit. And when I was a kid, like I was joking with my mom that I used to quit things all the time.
Yeah.
Like I quit karate. I took ballet. I quit ballet. I quit the soccer club. I quit the bowling team. I quit high school. I quit a lot of shit. And I was like, yeah, but where would that have gotten me? Like, I wouldn't be a ballerina now if I'd hadn't quit dance, you know?
Right.
Like, I get that things build you and you have to like learn how to do things you don't want to do and all of that, but I do think that there's such a bad connotation with the idea of quitting something.
Yeah.
That it makes people stay in things that they don't want to, that they shouldn't be doing, you
know?
That's
how I feel about like divorce. Like, people make such a big deal where they're like, you made a commitment, and it's like, yeah, but like, if something's really making you miserable, like, don't do it.
Yeah. Like, if you feel like, I don't know. I think it's like you have to find a balance, because I don't think that we should live a life that we're just like, it's all about me and what I want and what I'm going to do. But I do think that you should be actively pursuing a life that makes you happy.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was talking to somebody about doing comedy earlier, and they were like, oh, I could never do that. Like, that makes me feel like I'm going to throw up. I would hate it. I'm like, yeah, then don't do it. Because I love it. And that's why I do it. It's the best feeling in the world when I'm on stage. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
But when people are like, oh, I hate it, it's fucking miserable, I'm like, what? Don't do it then.
Yeah.
If something is making you unhappy, quit doing that shit.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, I get that there's so many barriers to, like, people that have kids, are in a job that they hate, but they need the benefits or things like that. But it's like,
if you can do it,
if you're able to try to pursue something that makes your life better, do that.
Yeah.
Like, anything. You know, if you hate your job, but you could find a hobby that you love that makes you not feel like you're going to die every day, then really put a lot of effort into that hobby. You know, or like, if you work a job to support your kids, but you hate your job, make sure that the time you're spending with your kids is valuable. You know, like, I just think that, I don't know. I used to work for people when I was a nanny that they were so, like, well off. Like, they were so, I mean, just crazy, like, billionaire rich.
Yeah.
Like, so rich. I mean, they were billionaires, and they were the most unhappy people I've ever met.
Yeah.
And it was because they just had all this, like, pressure to do and be and become something that they weren't and didn't want to be and didn't know how to be. And it was like, yeah,
I would be a happy billionaire.
With that shit. I know, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, people, like, that, have you seen, like, that lottery curse?
No.
Where it's like, people say once you get, like, once you win the lottery, you're cursed. And, like,
really?
Yeah. There's a whole TV show about it on, like, TLC or something, I think, where it's like, people kill themselves, or, like, they end up killing their whole family, or what? They end up in jail, or, like, crazy shit happens.
And
they,
I don't want to win the lottery.
They call it the curse of the lottery, but I'm like, I think I would, I think I could make it.
That's freaking me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you win the lottery, just give me the ticket, and we'll never have to tell anybody.
That's going to freak me out. Really? I can't think about it. Yeah, it's freaking me out. Any kind of curses make me feel so scared.
I am very superstitious.
I am too. Yeah. It makes me feel really scared.
I'm like very, very superstitious.
Yeah.
Like, I knock on wood. I don't like it when black cats cross me. Like,
yeah,
all that shit. I don't like it.
Mm-mm. I get very, like, anything with, like, curses and stuff makes me really scared. Possessions.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe in voodoo?
I do not mess with that kind of stuff.
I really believe in voodoo, and I'm not going to get into it too much on the podcast because I don't want everybody to know this about me, but I'll tell you off air. I fully believe in some voodoo shit. If you get anything from this podcast, don't fuck with voodoo.
I wasn't going to.
Yeah. Very, very much believe in that shit. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know if I'd believe in it, but I'm definitely not going to tempt it, you know?
Yeah, I feel that way. I won't touch a Ouija board.
Yeah. It's like, why mess with it?
Why would I do that?
Right.
You never know.
You never know. I try to be very nice to the possible spirits around me.
You just never know.
Right. You never know.
I try to be like, listen, I'm cool with you. Leave me alone. I stayed one night in a house they said was haunted, and I was so scared. I made the other comic who traveled with me stay up all night.
All night?
Because I couldn't sleep because I was scared of ghosts.
Oh, my gosh.
This was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I don't like it. Like, I don't like to watch ghost movies either because I'm like, who's to say that that couldn't happen?
Right. You know? And now that it's in your head, you're aware of it.
Right. Now I know it. Think about all the unsolved shit in the world.
Oh, my God. That freaks me out. Yeah. I'm gonna fucking...
Don't. Okay, I want you to be able to sleep tonight. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
Oh, I actually will be able to sleep. But...
Okay, good. We're doing pretty good on time. Yeah, I don't... Well, I was trying to think of another whoops that I have. Oh, one time I was in a wreck and I almost died. Have I told this story on the podcast? I don't think I have.
I don't know.
I was in an ATV wreck. And so it was Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, you did tell this.
Yeah.
And Seth was there.
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, because remember Seth made that joke that you had to edit out?
No, but don't say it now because I don't want to edit it out. Okay. That one was bad. That was, I think, probably the biggest mistake because I knew, like, I think that was one of the only times in my whole life that I've gone against every part of me that said, don't do this.
Yeah.
You know, like I tend to think I have really good intuition and I will like stick with my gut, you know, like if I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't go that way. Something in my gut tells me not to. I'm always right.
Yeah.
And this time I was like, don't get on that fucking ATV. Do not get on it.
Yeah.
But my friend was like, you fucking bitch, get on this ATV.
You're like, okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I shouldn't have done that.
Get on this ATV, skank.
Yeah. And we thought my friend Mark was dead because he was unconscious. It was terrible. Fell into like a 20 foot hole.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was bad.
One of my students took me on a 4-wheeler.
I won't get on them anymore. It's like a trauma.
I drove it, but I drove it really slow and I drove it on the road.
Yeah.
I'm taking this on road.
I've been on a golf cart since then.
Oh, I love a golf cart.
Feels similar. Yeah. When I worked for the Rich family, they own like a community in Florida in the Keys. And they have like luxury golf carts. And so,
oh, there was a family in Franklin whose kid died because they drove the golf carts throughout the neighborhood.
Oh, no.
And they like he got in a wreck and died in the golf cart.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is terrible. But it's also like, I don't want to die in a way that might be a little funny.
I don't want to die. That's the thing that I try not to do anything that if you died that way, people would be like, yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like if you hear that somebody's like, oh, yeah, they died in a golf cart. You're like, yeah, golf carts are deadly. Or like,
yeah,
you hear like, oh, yeah, they died trying to do some kind of crazy shit. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever seen the Darwin Awards?
No.
They like give away awards for people who die in the stupidest way.
Oh my God.
Because it's like Darwin's like survival of the fittest kind of thing. Or like evolution
that's
just so kills you off.
To the family.
I know. But at the same time, it's like, well, it's like funny. People who it's like, oh, they put a guinea pig up their butthole and the guinea pig ate their rectum and killed them.
Oh my God. Like, well, did that happen?
Probably. I mean, yeah, I think it was shit like that. Like, that's not a specific one I'm pulling from, but people have definitely done that before.
I read the Reddit Hall of Filth. Have you ever read that?
No. God, it's I can't like imagine
called,
what's
like,
on there, though.
The Wall of Shame, or I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
But there was this story about this woman who, like, bought, or maybe she found it in a dumpster. She got this ground beef.
Oh, no.
And she shoved it in her vagina.
Mary, what the fuck? That is so far from where I thought that story was going. I mean, I understand. I did just say that a guinea pig ate somebody's rectum, but
that's what made me think of it.
I know. Wow, Jesus Christ. Okay, so then what happened?
So it got like maggots.
No.
And she started.
No. No. No.
She
no,
was just like masturbating.
No, no. No. You have to stop. You have to stop. I can't handle it. It's so fucking gross. I'm gonna throw up. For real, you can't finish that story.
Okay. Okay. I won't.
I'm sorry. I asked. I should have known from Reddit.
You can find me on Twitter, and I'll send you the link.
No.
Not you, Holly, but anyone can find me on Twitter.
I'm
going
to have to actively bleep that out. Something else. I can't replay the last thing you said.
Speaking of Twitter, thank you to Barry for movie suggestion.
That was very nice.
Yeah, is that a good enough tangent?
Thank you. That makes me stop thinking about it.
Is that a good segue?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Barry, thank you for saving us.
Thank you so much. He's like, I stopped listening a long time ago. He's like, you fucking nasty bitch. Well, back when you were a dedicated listener, Barry, we really appreciate you.
We're going to watch this at our dip party.
Yeah. So Mary J and I keep talking about having a party where all we do is bring different types of dip. And it's still unclear whether we want to invite other people or not. But
yeah,
we had a Twitter follower tell us to watch a movie called My Own Private Idaho, starring Keanu Reeves, who is in the running to replace Zac Efron as Mary J's favorite actor.
I love Zac Efron.
I have not watched the movie, but Seth said it's like a great, great movie.
Well, then we'll just put an asterisk by it. He knows a lot about it.
I was trying, we got into like, not an argument, but like we were talking about art house and like cinema and film. And I was like, yeah, I get it. But like, sometimes I just want to watch things for entertainment.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, but these kind of movies can be entertaining too. And I was like, I get it. But like, Joe Dirt is never going to be art house cinema. But I love Joe Dirt.
That's a good movie.
Like, Joe Dirt's one of my favorite movies. But mine is not art, you know? Yeah, I know that's your number one. I don't know what my number one favorite movie is.
Maybe it's The Wedding Singer.
It's not.
Oh, that's one of mine.
It's a good one. But I like that you're just like, have you tried The Wedding Singer? I really like a movie called Igby Goes Down.
Oh, with one of the Culkins.
Yes. Yeah. Kieran Culkin. The hottest Culkin. Yeah, I really like that movie.
Rory.
Yeah. Rory's a close second.
Wait, no, what's the dad's name?
I don't know the dad, not since they're divorced from his own children.
Whoops.
Have you seen Macaulay Culkin now? He was on the cover of like GQ.
Was he looking good?
Yeah, looking pretty good. They called him Mac Culkin on it too.
Oh, I don't like that. Which I was like, I'm not transitioning to that.
It's like we've already learned Macaulay. Can you not just
right? We learned how to spell that for you. You could have done that years ago.
Yeah,
and that would have been way easier. Home Alone should have starred
Mac Culkin.
Like, how dare you?
Yeah. I'll show you what he looks like. See? There.
Oh, Smello.
We'll post his photo. He's looking pretty good. He's not looking Kieran good. Kieran is so good to look at. But he's looking pretty good.
Looking
pretty good. I enjoy it. Yeah. He seems like a nice, fun guy. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But seems like he's got a lot of, things to say. He was a child star, all of that. It's got to be complicated.
That's true. That's true. I just thought about I could read the article.
Yeah, it's true.
You forget when they have somebody on the cover of a magazine that they also do an article about them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He talks in the article. They address, like, a lot of things that he's done or, like, he talks about the Michael Jackson accusations and stuff. Yeah. I didn't read it, but I follow him on Twitter, so I saw him tweet about it a lot.
That's why you gotta read. When I got my cat, I didn't read a lick of anything.
Yeah.
And my roommate got on to me and she was like, she almost never washes her cat's bowl. And I was like, almost ever.
Absolutely have never done that.
I never did that. I didn't know that was a thing.
And for how long?
Well, I got him in October.
So October, November.
I changed out the water.
So yeah, like 4 months. That's a while.
I changed out the water.
But you know, here's the thing. Okay, I think this is about pets pretty often too. Like, you got that cat when it was a kitten. Yeah. Little bitty kitten. it doesn't know any difference.
That's true.
Like, a lot of cats are born in parking lots. That's and then true. They just live in parking lots.
And they drink puddles.
And they drink puddles, and they drink out of potholes, and they drink out of anything they can find.
Yeah.
So cats are very resilient. They're That's wild true. Creatures. I think your cat's going to be fine.
He is fine. He's very healthy. The vet told me.
Well, that's like, there's been this like controversy about like grain-free diets are bad for dogs now.
Yeah.
You know, like that was really trendy for a while where it was like, oh, my dog eats grain-free.
Yeah.
Because somebody said that was good. But then now it's come out that that's terrible and it's bad for your dogs. And it's like, yeah, dogs eat meat and dead animal like
they and clovers
clovers dogs eat so much shit that you're like
glass
when people are like oh I have to get this very expensive very very nice dog food for my dog I'm like
your dog eats poop
your dog eats shit and your dog like I used to just like make my dog meat every now and then like really? Just get him chicken and make him a bunch of chicken or get him a bunch of turkey or beef or whatever. Like, I would just make him a bunch of meat.
I'm going to make Percy a pot roast.
Well, I don't know. Like, what would cat equivalent of that be? I don't know. I'm
going to make myself a pot roast.
There you go. Yeah, well, at least your cleaning is water bowl now. And you could read something about it if you wanted to. Somebody tweet. Why don't you tweet Mary J. some cat 101?
I guess.
Would you want
it
that?
It did occur to me. Yes, I would. I'm not cleaning the bowl.
Still now?
No.
Well, maybe clean it once and see how he behaves.
Okay.
But I mean, you don't want it to get like filmy.
I don't spoil him.
Yeah, he's got to know his fucking place.
I'll clean it. I clean his box. Like, yeah. I clean his litter box.
Speaking of tips, though, that's a good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So. We thought it might be fun for our listeners, if they've made it this far into this episode, to be part of the show and send us listener whoops. And we will read them from time to time if we get any of them. So you can tweet us. You obviously should already be following us on Twitter, but you can... tweet us at Whoops Pod, or if you want to leave us a voicemail or send us a text message or like a voice message, I guess. Yeah, if you want to just leave us a voicemail or whatever, you can give us a call. I will not answer it. I never answer this number, but you can give us a call at 615-375-6167. It is 615-375-6167. Give us a call. Send us a message. Let us know what your mistakes are. Tell us some of your whoops. Stop making us carry this on our backs. Just kidding. Yeah, but send us anything you want. Send us not anything. Don't send us dick pics or anything weird like that.
Send those to me.
Yeah, send those. If you do, we're going to talk about your penis in a negative way on the podcast. So send us suggestions for movies like Barry did, or dip recipes, or cat info, or your whoops. It's a pretty open hotline for now.
Hotline bling.
I can only be with me. You get sued for that.
Yeah, that's true. You'll have to take it out.
Probably not. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. Thanks. I hope you've enjoyed this solo episode. If you didn't, sorry.
Fuck off.
We'll have guests back next week. But yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for helping us make it to 30 episodes. It's been a lot of work, but a lot of fun. And we love doing it. And we're so, so, so thankful that you guys listen, and people listen from all over and people that we don't know. So we thought we could open it up so you guys can interact with us a little bit. Yeah. So I'm just very thankful that people listen because, you know, they have an option not to.
It's true. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So thanks so much for listening. You can follow me at Perkalurk on Instagram and at Holly Perk on Twitter.
I'm at Mary J. Berger on all platforms.
Yeah. So find us, call us, tweet us. Let us know. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week.